morning. 8:15, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
B-team. Letting you down.
It's like the C team, really, honestly.
Yeah, we are the bronze.
There's been a lot of other teams here, hasn't there?
We are the bronze medal of morning shows. That's right. Actually, we didn't even make the podium.
I feel like we're late. Everybody's packing up. What's going on?
We're late to the party? Is that what it is? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that's what happens. That's why we're the C team, because
everything's
been taken care of.
Real quick. Actually, no, I'm going to save this. Make sure you guys are listening later on because I want to bring up something. I don't want to get into it now because we got to get to WTF of the day, but it's about marathon runners at the Olympics. So just don't let me forget. I want to rant on this, and we'll do it for extra stuff.
Marathon runners at the Olympics.
At the Olympics. Don't let me forget, all right? And if you want to hear this, you're going to have to listen to the show, listen to the afternoon, the Plan B morning show in the afternoon. So we'll have that for you. Anyway, we got to keep it moving. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the Day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Yo.
What's happening?
Okay, we've talked about some weird kinks on this show. You know, people that are into some different things sexually, and I don't judge, okay? Whatever floats your boat, okay? As long as it's legal. Do your thing. You want to dress up as a furry, go for it. If you're into feet, whatever. That's your thing. However, this is maybe a kink that we shouldn't get into too much, at least with the way this guy is doing it. Okay, so some guy has been calling libraries all over the country and asking librarians to read him boring legal jargon while he pleasures himself. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
So this guy...
Has he actually pulled this off? No pun intended.
He's been doing it multiple places. A librarian in Connecticut talked about it in a Facebook group, and then other librarians across the country said it's happened to them, too.
What a weird thing. Out of all the things.
Hey,
that's what you come up with, huh? Like... Do you know you're so deep into the porn? That's what you're seeking out now. Yeah. You got to go that far, right or left, to get to the point.
Yeah, to get to where you need, to get to what you need to do, to that ecstasy point. So he specifically wants them to read stuff about Brady versus Maryland, a 1963 Supreme Court case that said prosecutors have to share evidence if it could exonerate a defendant. Other librarians in the group say they've had similar calls from guys asking them to read random stuff, like listing the titles of John Grisham books.
What did they find these people? You know, keep an eye on these people. These are people that end up murdering people.
All in all, it's fairly innocent, okay? You know, I mean, it's like calling a phone sex hotline, but unfortunately, you're calling these poor random librarians that are at their job, and you're like, hey, could you read me something from one of the aisles there? Just go pick a book and read it to me. Just read it. Read it slowly.
God, creeping me out, man. I wonder if they have any of these on recording. I wonder if he is talking like that or if he's like, you know, sets him up a little bit, you know.
You almost have to, you know, because maybe, I guess you could be like, yeah, hi, I was interested in seeing if maybe you guys had anything on from the Brady versus Maryland case. You know, I'm doing a report and I was wondering. And then this poor librarian's like, oh, yeah, I think we got something. Well, give me a second. And then they come back and the guy's on hold. But while he's on hold, he's taking his pants off, you know, putting a belt around his neck, whatever he's doing. And then he or she gets it and they're like, okay, well, this is what we have on Brady versus Maryland. So it was a case in 1963. And he's like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh. And yeah, so the Supreme Court made this case. Oh, yeah, tell me more about the court case. Tell me, was it a thick document? How thick was the document?
Noise in the background.
All while just take. I mean, come on, man. Like, don't.
Hey, you know, one thing, though, you got to think about it. At least, you know, some libraries get some action. Because I'm pretty sure that they're pretty bored at the libraries now. Once Google came around.
And to be fair, as a librarian, you got to know you're already getting into a profession that's had a lot of pornos done about it. I mean, think about it. Think about how many times you've gone to porno.
The glasses alone.
Yeah, the glasses alone. However, I will say, I never had a hot librarian. Did you ever have a hot librarian in high school?
We did. She was a bitch. But, man.
Was she hot? Woo!
10. 10. I'm not saying 9.5. Maybe a 9.7. We'll give her a 9.7.
I mean, she had to know, right? Like, she was, she's a hot 100%. Chick that became a librarian. Did she like do it?
That's
up?
Probably why she was a bitch.
Did she have like the pencil in the hair and like the thicker rim glasses?
I think so. She knew what she was doing for sure. Yeah.
All right. What she did?
All the guys in high school talked about it. Yeah, library class. Let's go.
Is she still there? Do you got the number for your high school library?
No, she made it like a year. That was like a year until she. It was pretty bad in the early 2000s. You know, she had it rough.
All right. So for all you weirdos out there that are calling librarians and pleasuring yourself,
stop it.
Knock it off, okay? Yeah. Knock it off, you weirdos. All right. That's your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.